From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. The embattled governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, met with a defense attorney today, high-powered Chicago lawyer Ed Jensen, whose clients included singer R. Kelly. 4 days have passed since federal agents arrested the governor and accused him of trying to sell the U.S. Senate seat that used to be held by President-elect Barack Obama. And the Chicago Tribune is reporting a new detail today in the communications between the governor and Mr. Obama's aides. The paper says the incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, delivered a list of candidates who would be acceptable to Mr. Obama, but there was no indication of deal-making. To get some perspective on what's happening in the Illinois Executive Mansion, we turn to a man who used to live there, Jim Edgar, known as the state's last clean governor. So what was Governor Edgar's reaction to the crass conversations involved in the Blagojevich case?
I have to say, I was thinking it sounds like something, you know, Huey Long might have been saying, you know.
Or something written by Robert Penn Warren?
Yeah, I don't even know if Robert Penn Warren could have written this.
Well, it's been quite a week for Illinois politics, and I'd like to ask you this. You've got a perspective that very few others have because you've been in the state's executive office. Did anyone ever approach you trying to make a deal that could be construed as a payoff or a kickback?
No, not at all. What's happened, what's been reported in the last few days, and what's really transpired during the last 5, 6 years of this current administration, to me, I've never seen the likes of it in Illinois politics.
Well, I can recall, I used to be based in Chicago and report out of there, when Milton Rakoff wrote a book about the Richard J. Daley years, the late Mayor Richard Daley, and the title of that book was something he used to say, "We don't want nobody, nobody sent." A great title. So how do you govern when that's the culture, when people don't trust a politician if his hands aren't suspected of being dirty?
Well, first of all, that was 30, 40 years ago, and I think Chicago's better than that now. And I think statewide maybe never has been quite as crass as maybe it was in the past in Chicago. And I think for the most part, elected officials know there are things they can't do.
There's such a history of political corruption in the state. And I realize that Chicago is a different dimension than downstate. But once something like this has happened, you once again have the top guy who's accused. We've had Illinois governors go to prison, Governor Ryan, for example. How do you clean this up? Is it possible?
The final way you clean it up is I think the electorate has to not tolerate that in any shape or form. What is unfortunate in this case, Governor Blagojevich's first 4 years really indicated these kind of things could happen. I mean, the media did a pretty good job of documenting his ethical shortcomings, but when he ran for re-election, the public kind of disregarded that and reelected him. So I think what has to happen is the public needs to be much more on guard and not just kind of be taken in by 30-second commercials. And I think also public officials have to kind of go the extra mile now, particularly in Illinois. They've got to just, if anything they think might be perceived as improper, they need to back away from it because it's going to take time to restore public confidence. But I really believe today, for the most part, excluding the current governor, Illinois government, even Chicago government, is much more honest than it was maybe 30, 40 years ago. But it only takes one to really kind of cast doubt on that theory.
Jim Edgar is a former Republican governor of Illinois. Governor Edgar, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Enjoyed visiting with you.